In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the third Sunday of the joyful days of Pentecost. The third Sunday of the joyful days of Pentecost, and the cause of the joy and the gladness is the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. This resurrection granted us life, and with life granted us joy and peace and gladness. And because resurrection is a new life, as we always say that our Lord Jesus Christ, when he was risen from the dead, he granted those who are in the tomb, he granted them eternal life. So our church wants to speak to us during this period, during the Pentecost days, to speak to us about life, about the eternal life. That's why last week we heard about the bread of life, when our Lord Jesus Christ announced himself and manifested himself to us as the bread of life. And he said that he who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. And also he said that whoever eats of his flesh and drinks his blood, he will attain eternal life. Life is a matter and the issue which our church tried to offer to us. Life, you are the children of life. This had been conquered. We overcame death through our Lord Jesus Christ, and we now are the children of life. And as we also remember that this chapter of St. John, chapter 4, the Gospel of St. John, chapter 4, who speaks to us about the Samaritan woman, we read it or we met with it during the fourth Sunday of the Great Lent as a very amazing example for repentance. Now, why our church repeat this chapter in this Pentecost or in this third Sunday of Pentecost? It is simply because our Lord Jesus Christ, during this chapter, speaks about the living water. As I said to you, we are busy by the life, by the speaking about life, eternal life, the bread of life, the water of life, or the living water. And our Lord Jesus Christ said here, whoever drinks of this water will thirst again. I mean the water of the world. The water of this world cannot quench our thirst, cannot satisfy our thirst. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. So our Lord Jesus Christ is giving us or wants to give us amazing kind of water, and he called it living water. And this water, who drinks of it, shall never thirst. Not only shall never thirst, but also this water, or the water I shall give him, will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. The most precious gift given to human being is this gift of living water, or the water of life. And I shall explain and remove the cover from this mystical word, living water. Living water, my beloved, is the Holy Spirit, the most precious gift given to you, and the most precious gift given from heaven to each one of you. You are the temple of God, and the Holy Spirit dwells in you. And so as the Holy Spirit dwells in you and in me and in every one of us, it is amazing sign that we are invited for eternal life, invited to inherit eternal life. How could we know that the living water is the Holy Spirit? Because the word living water had to be explained not by me, not by anyone, but through our Lord Jesus Christ himself. Once in the Feast of Tabernacle, in the last day of the feast, the great day, our Lord Jesus Christ stood and cried, "If anyone thirsts, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. إن عطش أحد فليقبل إلي ويشرب." He speaks about water and the drinking thirst, and all those who feel thirsty are invited to come and to drink. And he added, "He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." Out of your heart, and out of your heart, out of your heart will flow rivers of living waters. What is the meaning of this? What do you mean, our Lord Jesus Christ, by rivers of living water? Can you explain? And then St. John himself explained this for me and for you. شرح لنا يعني إيه living water. And he said, this he spoke concerning the spirit. So the living water was explained by St. John. And he explained it that when our Lord Jesus Christ said this, he was concerning the spirit whom those believing in him would receive. You received this spirit, and each one of you received this spirit. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, St. John said, because Jesus was not yet glorified. So it is very clear now that the living water, the gift of the living water, is nothing but the gift of the Holy Spirit, who dwells in you and who dwells in every one of us. Not only this, but also in the book of Isaiah and chapter 44, you can follow this. For I will pour water on him who is thirst. Until now, thirst and water. What do you mean, God? I will pour my spirit on your descendant. First he said, I will pour water. And then he explained by, I will pour my spirit. You have given the spirit of God. You have been given, or you have given the spirit of his son. And the spirit of the son grant you the sonship to God. تاخذ روح البنوة. And when you became sons of God, you are invited to inherit. As sons, you are invited to inherit. And this, what our teacher, St. Paul, said. He said, because you are sons, because you are sons, please concentrate and to be obvious how honor you are. You are not slave. You are not a servant, but you are son. And what is the evidence of this? St. Paul says, because you are sons, لأنكم أبناء, God has sent forth the spirit of his son. He granted you the spirit of his son into your hearts. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Waris lillah ma'al masih. This is very amazing to know that the living water our Lord Jesus Christ speaks about is the Holy Spirit, which dwells in me and dwells in you. And the invitation of our Lord Jesus Christ for all those who feel thirsty are invited in order that he may quench their thirst. يطفئ العطش بتاعهم. العطشان ييجي. Who feel that he is thirsty is invited to come to the church, is invited to come to the Lord, and the Lord will quench his thirst. Not only quench the thirst, but also make him to be full of the Spirit, full of blessings, full of peace, full of joy, full of love. Why? Because it is what we can call satisfaction. He can water you. Yirwi. You are invited in order to be filled with joy, with love, with peace, with hope, with faith. And this through the living water our Lord Jesus Christ promised to give for all those who feel thirsty. And I can say to you another point, which is another point, which is that how to be watered, how to quench your thirsty. The Word of God, the Bible can give you satisfaction. The Word of God can water you. And one of the most important sources of satisfaction through this living water, one of the most important sources, what we are doing now is this liturgy, the liturgy and the mass. If you come in order to be filled and you feel longing to God, you shall be given this satisfaction and shall be given fullness. Through this liturgy, when we come, why we came today, why we come each liturgy, is it a habit? Is it a custom? Is it a duty to come? Or when we come, we feel that we are thirsty. He who will come and feel thirsty, he only will be filled, will get joy, will get happiness, will get hope, will get all these gifts. Sometimes people come to the liturgy and they come to the mass, and when they are existing during the liturgy, his thoughts is very far away. How can he be satisfied? Or one may come and condemn the others. If you want to get benefit and to get this living water, plenty of water, when St. John saw our Lord Jesus Christ in the book of Revelation and tried to describe him, he described his voice as a sound of multiple water or plenty of water. That is to say, he can give the living water not for everyone, but for everyone feels that he is thirsty. If you come feeling you are thirsty, and you come with sensation, with the sense, with the feeling that you are a sinner, I came here now with the feeling that I am a sinner, I am not worthy to be among you, I am not worthy to lift my face, I feel that I am a sinner, and I feel that I am very shame and have shameful life because of my multiple or sinful life. When I come to the liturgy with this feeling, with the feeling of humbleness, not feeling of it is a mass of every week and I have to come, it is not enough. So many people come and go without getting any drop of water, any drop of the living water. Through the liturgy, our church pour plenty of water. Through praising, through repentance, through the Bible, through the Psalms, through the hymns, those who feel that they are sinners and they came by this feeling shall get benefit, shall get many, 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 lot of water, lot of this living water. Please, I would like you to come with this feeling, feeling of repentance, feeling of needy, not feeling of that I came now in order, it is duty for me, it is custom for me, but the sense of being a sinner, the sense of being repentant is very important. To hear the Bible and to say with the congregation and with the deacons and with Abuna, care your lesson from all your heart and the praise from all your heart and listen to the word of God, knowing that the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than two-edged sword. When you listen to the letters of St. Paul, or the Catholicon, or the Book of Acts, or the Bible, or following Abuna while he reminds us with the story of love between you and God. This story which ended by his crucifixion in order to redeem you and to save you from this and grant you eternal life. When you come by this feeling and by the feeling of repentant person and follow Abuna while he is taking you through this journey of love, story of love, story of repentance for me and for you, believe me, some feel that in the liturgy, some feel that the heaven came down to the earth, or the opposite. He may feel that Abuna lifted us up with him to the heaven, the heavenly atmosphere, the praising, the love story between God and the sinful soul and sinful person, which is me. This can allow me or grant me to enjoy this living water. I don't like any one of you to come to this liturgy and go as he came, but to enjoy this living water as you enjoy the bread of life, to enjoy also the water of life. And the signs of being watered and being satisfied is that to feel in your heart that you are in peace, in full peace, in real peace. Let your heart not to be troubled, لا تضطرب قلوبكم, and you feel that you are in peace. Not you are in peace in the very good circumstances, but you are in peace in all circumstances. Another sign, you feel that you became busy with the heaven, you became busy with the heavenly life, with the eternal life. تحس انك بتفكر دايما في السماء. Not only to think about heaven and think about God and think about the angel and the archangel, but also to speak about this. It is the matter not only of your thoughts, but of your speaking. It is a very important sign that you got the living water, the water of life, to live in peace, to be very busy with this eternal life, to feel the holy atmosphere now, not to condemn anybody, but condemn yourself. To feel yourself that you are coming here because you are needy. You need. The invitation is not for all people, but only for those who feel thirsty. If anyone feels thirsty, he come, and I will give him, I will satisfy him. But if you don't feel that you are thirsty, why did you come? And what do you expect? All of us came here because we feel thirsty. In this case, in this situation, you shall get benefit. You shall get the living water. You shall get the water of life and the bread of life and the eternal life. And the Holy Spirit will be very glad in you and sanctifies all your life. Please, we are now in very joyful days, and our church wanted to confirm and affirm the meaning of new life, eternal life, bread of life, water of life. That means that we are expected a new life, a new life. All the old things have passed away. Everything is now is new. New life, new heart, new feeling. When we come to this church, we feel that God granted us and helped us, and we don't worthy this gift. The precious of the Holy Spirit is the most precious gift. The gift of the Holy Spirit is the most precious gift given to you and given to me, and it is indeed the living water and the water of life which our Lord Jesus Christ wants to satisfy you through this water of life and through this living water, and to be worthy of inheritance of eternal life or everlasting life, which God came to give it to me and give it to every one of you. May God bless you all, and the glory be to God forever. Amen.